I came to Britain in 1962 when I was 2 years old, and my earliest memories are of our home just off Brick Lane. It was a pretty big Victorian terraced house with four stories. On the top floor was my dad's workshop. Then me and my parents, my brother and sister, took up the next two floors. And a friend of my dad's lived on the ground floor to help out with the rent. There was always something going on, and whether it was my dad's customers visiting or one of our friends just asking if we could go out and play, the front door was always in constant use. Outside was pretty noisy too. The area was dominated in those days by the rag trade, and the noise of the machines and the garment factories was constant. However, it was nothing compared to the sounds of the Sunday market. Once a week, the streets all around the house were swamped with traders selling everything from vegetables to linen to brassware to radios. It was an exciting place to live and a terrific place to be a kid. My dad had come to Britain in 1960, the year I was born. Like so many of his generation, his life had been shaped by the partition of Pakistan and India at the end of the British rule in 1947. As a Muslim living in Lahore, he was spared the migration of millions of others who were forced to endure when they were made to relocate according to their religion. Nevertheless, the turmoil that followed partition affected my dad greatly.